Marco drank a can of the beer before he spoke again. "Anyway, I was stopped," he said at last. "Before he shot himself, the general ordered me to forget the court-martial, so that is that. I'm frozen with my terrible dreams inside of a big cake of ice, and I'll never get out."
"You'll get out."
"No."
"Yes, you will."
"How?"
"Do you remember that thing I told you, which no girl in her right mind would ever tell a man she had gone limp over? About how I called up the man I was engaged to and resigned from the whole idea because you happened to smell so crazy?"
"I thought you just said that to get me to kiss you."
"His name was Lou Amjack, and you happened to be right."
"You know, you weren't attracted to me irrevocably only because I smell this way. Don't forget, I cried like a little lost tyke the instant I first looked at you. Stuff like that is a steamroller for a potential mother."
"Have you ever done that with another woman? The smell you can't help, but I don't think I could stand sharing your sniveling with another woman."
"Never mind. That's the kind of stuff that'll come out after we're married. What about Lou Amjack?"
"He's an FBI agent. They are good at their work. I have a whole intuitive thing about how they can help you with that notebook. The Gallant Major's Gypsy Dream book."
"I'm Army Intelligence, baby. We don't take our laundry to the FBI. Macy's definitely does not tell Gimbals."
"The way you told it to me, you were Army Intelligence. If the FBI can prove you have something worth going on with, then your side will take you back and you can run the whole thing down yourself."
"Jesus."
"Isn't it worth trying?"
"Well, yeah, but still. I don't see Lou Amjack going out of his way to help me. After all, you were his girl."
"He might not be pleasant about it, that's true. But he's an agent of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and if you've got something in his line, you're not going to be able to shake him."
Amjack wasn't entirely pleasant about Marco. In fact, he was particularly surly. Amjack was a skinny man with watery eyes, and when Marco saw them for the first time, he had a hot flash of jealousy go through him, feeling that maybe Eugenie Rose was nearsighted and that perhaps when she had first seen this guy, she had thought he was crying. Amjack was tall. He had florid skin and sandy hair, freckles all over the backs of his hands, and looked as though he had a tendency to boils on the back of his neck. His hair was fine lanugo, and he couldn't have grown a mustache if he had stayed in bed for a year. He had a jaw like a crocodile, and as he sat in Rosie's small, warm, golden-draped room, which had horrible large cabbage roses woven into the carpets and ancient northern European brewery posters on all walls, separated by mountain goat heads mounted on stained ash, he looked as though he would be happy to be invited to bite Marco's right arm off. When he entered the apartment and had stood staring down, repelled at Marco, Eugenie Rose had said serenely, "This is Bonnie Benny Marco, the chap I was telling you about, Lou. Benny boy, this here is a typical old-time shamus right out of Black Mask magazine, name of Lou Amjack."
"Did you bring me all the way over here in the rain just to meet this?" Amjack inquired.
"Is it raining?"
"Yes, I did." "What am I supposed to do? Arrest him for impersonating an officer?"
Marco figured it would be better just to let the two old friends chat together.
"Would you like a nice plebeian rye highball, Lou?"
"Plebeian? Your friend is drinking beer right out of the can."
"Wow, you FBI guys don't miss a trick, do you?" Eugenie Rose said. "Do you want a rye highball or don't you?"
"Yeah."
"Yeah what?"
"Yeah, yeah."
"That's better. Give me your coat. How is your elbow with the weather changing like this? Now sit down." "No, walk with me to the kitchen whilst I decant. Did your mother get back from Montreal?"
Amjack took off his coat.
"You know, I think if I was right-handed, I would have had to quit the bureau, Rose. I could hardly bend my elbow this afternoon, believe it or not. This Dr. Weiler, you met Abe Weiler, the specialist, didn't you, Rose? He may be a good man at certain things, you know what I mean? But I don't think he even knows where to grope when it comes to arthritis."
He followed her into the tiny kitchen, and Marco watched them go, goggle-eyed.
"My mother decided to stay over another week," he could hear Amjack say. "They sell very strong ale up there, and since my sister's husband won't be home from the road until Monday, why not?"
"Of course, why not?" Rosie's voice said. "Just make sure she's out before he's home is all. He'd love to punch her right on her sweet little old lady nose, he told me."
"Ah, that's a lot of talk," Amjack said petulantly. "Thanks."
He accepted the stiff highball.
"Are your lads still interested in this and that about the Soviet lads? Spy stuff?"
Amjack jerked his head back toward Marco.
"Him?
He knows a couple, she said. They walked back into the living room with Rosie carrying 4 beer cans at stomach level.
Can he talk? Amjack asked.
He talks beautifully.
And oh, Lou, I wish you could smell him.
Amjack grunted and stared hard at Marco, who seemed considerably embarrassed.
Just the same, I'd like to tell you the story, Rosie said, because you are gradually making Major Marco believe that after 11 years of rooming with you at the Academy, he has stolen your wife, and as you know, the very best in the world. That just isn't the case.
So tell, Amjack snarled.
She told it. From the patrol forward. She went from the Medal of Honor, to the Nightmares, to Melvin in Wainwright, to the Army Hospitals, to Chun Jin and Raymond, to Raymond's mother and Senator Iselin, to Marco's court-martial project, and General Jorgensen's suicide. They were all quiet after she had finished. Amjack finished his highball in slow sips.
Where's the notebook? He asked harshly.
Marco spoke for the first time. It's with my gear, at Raymond's.
You think you can remember any of the faces of the men in your dreams?
Every man, every face. One woman.
And one lieutenant general?
With security service markings.
And this Melvin dreamed the same thing?
He did. And that man who was sitting beside the lieutenant general is now Raymond Shaw's houseman. Amjack stood up. He put his coat on with deliberate movement.
I'll talk it over with the special agent in charge, he said. Where can I reach you?
Marco started to answer, but Eugenie Rose interrupted him.
Right here, Louis, she said brightly. Any time at all.
I live at Raymond Shaw's, Marco said quickly, coloring deeply. Trafalgar 8-8881.
I cannot believe it, Amjack said to Rosie. I simply cannot believe that you could ever turn out to be this kind of hard, cruel girl.
He turned to go.
You never gave a damn about me.
Lou.
He got to the door, but he had to turn around. She was staring at him levelly, without much expression.
You know I cared, she said. I know that you know exactly how much I cared.
He couldn't hold her stare. He looked away, then looked at the floor.
With all the girls there are in the world, she added, do you think a 39-year-old bachelor who's been batting around the world most of his life wants to get married? Well, he does, Lou, and so do I. Maybe if you had been able to make up your mind between me and your elbow and your mother, you and I would have been married by now. We've been together 4 years, Lou, 4 years. And you can say that I never cared about you, and I can only answer that the cold turkey cure is the only way for you, because I have to make sure that you understand that there is only Ben, that it is as clear as daylight that Ben is the only man for me. Someday, if you keep playing the delaying game, and I guess you will. Some girl may pay you out on a slow rope, then cast you adrift miles and miles away from shore, and you'll know that my way, this hard, cruel way, you called it, is the way that leaves the fewest scars. Now stop sulking and tell me, are you going to help us or not?
I want to help him, Rosie, Amjack said slowly. But somebody else has to decide that. So I'll let you know tomorrow. Good night. And good luck.
Night, Lou. My best to your mother when she calls later.
Amjack closed the door behind him.
You don't just fool around, do you, Eugenie Rose? Marco asked reverently.